Chodesh Halvodos, Monday night, Shar HaBitachon, Perek Dalet. He's talking about the folly of people who want to earn more money and they do things that are inappropriate, maybe also some they waste their time, even if we talk about, according to the Chodesh Halvodos, even if you take a second job and your whole purpose is to earn more money than you need, and you work overtime because of that, or take a second job, you're wasting your time. Certainly if you want to attach yourself to rich people thinking that something will rub off on you, you're wasting your time. And he says, we're on page Kuf Mem Zayin. I want to go back to the second line. Vahisa oz derishasam krova aleihem b'derech zu b'li sofek. He wants to make you to feel really, really bad. He says, you're more likely to attain your goal of being comfortable or rich or having more money than you need if you spend the time, which there's no heter to spend it with what we call hishtadlus, because hishtadlus does not permit that. So he says, if you spend your time serving Hashem in whatever way you choose to serve Him, maybe learning, maybe doing mitzvahs, maybe doing chesed, however you choose it, davening, it's a more productive use of your time, you're more likely to accomplish your goal of having more money if you use your time the way Hashem wants you to use it than if you waste your time, as the Chavis HaLavodah says, pursuing it in those ways. We find by people who want to be comfortable. He became wealthy. He became comfortable. Now, what does he see? He sees he took a second job, and he sees he worked overtime, and he sees he earned more money, and he has more money. That's what he sees. Umehem, and some people, Mishagia Lovaderech HaYerusha, but Gadom Balakach, they just get it, they win the lottery, or they get a Yerusha. The Yachsho, and the person thinks, quite rationally, Ki Hasiba Zixolo also, the Siba, the seeming cause was the actual cause. Vilmoli he, and if not for that cause, Lahoya Magil, Omi Menopun, he wouldn't have become, let's say, wealthy. The Yodel La Siba, the Lola Masolbev, he'll give thanks, or he'll, it doesn't have to mean give thanks, he'll attribute it to the Siba, meaning to the immediate cause that he perceives with his eyes, with what he thinks is a seichel. The lola mesobev, it's only Hashem that decides if indeed, what? What does he like? What ended up happening? He ended up having more money because that was his mazal, or his gzeiras Hashem. But he ended up doing things that are either a waste of time at best, or inappropriate things at worst, or usher things at worst. So it's like a person that's going in the desert, oyef mitzim, he's thirsty, motzumayim bilti arev, and he finds muddy water, shenikfu b'shucha, collected in a puddle, in a indentation in the ground, samach b'em simcha g'dayla, so he doesn't know, so he gets all excited and he drinks it. And he quenches his thirst with the muddy water. Then he walks a little more. And he sees a nice, beautiful, fresh stream of clear, refreshing water. Then he feels bad. He's not thirsty anymore. He has the money, but he got it in a silly way. He wasted his time. He ruined his time. It's there. Al Shoshosu Lefnei Kenes Amayim Harishonim, Verava Mehem. There's other examples of this, really. It's not just money. People pursue something. They don't develop their bitachon, their emuna, their feeling, their knowledge, their awareness that Hashem is going to decide what will happen. So they pursue it, and they do things, and then at the end of the day, they either get it or they don't get it, but they undergo a very degrading process. The kach bal amomen, someone who's taka wealthy. So we look at the bank robber, we all fall into this trap. Someone robs a bank. Someone is a conniving, a thief. You know, and he becomes successful. He's rich. He cheats. So we look at him, you know. Strange world we live in. He was supposed to be rich. Hashem goes there before you're born. Asher o ani. He chose to do it, and he would have had the money anyway. Like he would have had the water anyway. He would have had the fresh spring anyway. All he did was ruin himself. You know, ruin his life, ruin his ruchnius, ruin his olam hazeh also. If he wouldn't have done it that way, he would have gotten it a different way. The pasuk in Shmuel, there's nothing stopping Hashem from carrying out his wishes, his psakdim. Lo shia berav o bimot. So there it's talking about, if we would look up the pasuk, we would think it's talking about an extreme nace. It's Yonah's son and his nose Caleb, two people against an army of thousands. And we saw this pattern, I talked about it by Parnassa, where he brought in Nisan. And it's a little strange, you would wonder why the Chavis Halvavos would almost like insist on bringing in a nace when that's not our experience. So, but he wants us to understand, I think the reason is, like here, Ein Matzul Hashem Lo Shia Barabu Bimot. We think of a nace like this. Hashem really can't do it without a nace. This is what the Meraglim, according to many, many Meforshim, this was the point of the Meraglim. They said, look, we're not zocha to a nace. Of course Hashem could do anything, but he has to do a nace. But within the ground rules, he can't do it. Then he can't do it. Really, there's no argument with the Ramban and Bo that they really, there's no such thing as a nace, meaning it's not like Hashem has no misgeres at all. The nace is really just when he wants to show himself that people should see more clearly that it's him. And without a nace, you don't see it as clearly. But the idea, this is like the Meraglim. Hashem doesn't need a nace to do whatever he wants done. He could maneuver without a nace. So we'll call it guerrilla warfare, and we'll give it other names. But Hashem doesn't need any particular siva to carry out his will. Harbe shluchim lamoko. It could be a stock spurt, it could be a yerusha, it could be just success in business. Sometimes a business is successful, and no one can figure out why. It does everything wrong.
Couldn't you also sort of interpret it a little bit differently and say that needs to happen all the time? They've, in our life, become, for lack of any other term, normalized, that we don't realize that they're needs.
Yeah, but they're really, but I agree with, yes, what you're saying is definitely true, but it's really the word nace is used erroneously. Because the word nace, the way we tend to use it, implies that there's a natural order which has an inherent force. And that's really the way things should be. Now, it's true, there is Teva, because Hashem did want things to run a certain way. And a nes is when he goes outside that misgeris. But, and you're right, that everything's a nes. But that's like saying there is no rational reason why a disintegrated wheat kernel should sprout and grow hundreds and hundreds of wheat kernels. It's a nes. So we call that a nes, but there really is no such thing as teva. There is no teva. That's, everything is Rotzon Hashem. So this, I think the Chavos HaLevavos almost Bedafka brings in Nisim so that we should develop an understanding that Hashem doesn't have, like, Nisim. Hashem could do a nes too. There's nothing special about a nes. The way the Malbim explains this pasuk beautifully. I mean, I love to say it over. The Malbim explains this pasuk. He says, if I could pick up a 10-pound package, and I could pick up a 5-pound package, so very good. I could pick up a 5-pound package. I could pick up a 10-pound package. But I'm exerting myself more when I pick up the 10-pound package. I'm using more energy. He says, by Hashem, this is how he explains this pasuk. Hashem does not expend more energy any time. There's no such thing. So if two people, for Hashem to decide that two people should beat an army of thousands, doesn't take more energy, doesn't take more godly energy than for the thousands to beat the two. It's the same thing. There's no, Hashem doesn't work harder. Yeah.
So, even the question is, if we're talking about day-to-day living, we don't have to receive it.
Right, because it's day-to-day living. Yonah was not holding in day-to-day living. He was holding, he wanted to know if he would be Matzliach or not. He wanted a Simon. You see, there was a later war that they lost. So he wanted a Simon about if Hashem would indeed give him success. We can't ask for that. We're not that in touch with Hashem. So we follow the rules of the Chavos HaLevavos, so to speak, about Hishtadlus and our expectations and what we have a right to expect from Hashem and what we don't have a right to expect from Hashem because of the absence of the Deen.
All of these expectations is only said if you're not rebelling against Hashem.
Right. Okay. That's what the Chavos HaLevavos said in the previous parak, that you can't have bitachon if you're rebelling against Hashem. Okay? I mean, I try not to. Grab the other Rishonim Acholik, now that you brought it up, other Rishonim Acholik with the Chavos HaLevavos. The Chavos HaLevavos says clearly like that, but there's a Ramban and a Gra, and there's another body of thought that even a Rasha could have Bitachon and Bizoche through his Bitachon to Yeshua's, to the fulfillment of what he wants. It's not as weird as it sounds, because I think it's almost like we're talking about true bitachon. Now, true bitachon takes such a keen awareness of Hashem that it's almost like a contradiction in terms to talk about a Rasha who has bitachon, because true bitachon, you have to be so keen, so aware of Hashem. Like, how could you be a Rosh if you're so aware of Hashem? Elamai, they must, maybe they're, it's like, what's the case? Like, what's the guy thinking? Like, could there be such a case? Elamai, they're talking about a Rosh L'teyavo. He can't control himself. So I'm not sure the Chavos HaLevavos wouldn't agree with that either, because that person's not rebelling against Hashem. I don't know, he doesn't mean to rebel. He feels he can't control himself. The truth is, he could control himself, but he feels like he can't. I don't know. Unless you say that they're talking about Taka, a very an anomalous situation. That is a Rasha who, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to imagine.
Would you have considered Yeravam a Rasha? Because in the Neviim, I mean, after everything that the son got sick, he sent his wife off, you know.
We're going to learn about Yeravam. Yeravam's a complicated person, you know. he was probably almost a quintessential Yodea Ribono Miskaven Limrod Bo, which is also a very difficult concept. Yodea Ribono Miskaven Limrod Bo means that let's stop. but Yoram Ben Avot was probably that. Okay, we're gonna learn Simon Mem Hay.